Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Pay the man or he's not going to play. It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app presented by Progressive Insurance. What a show we have got today. All the March Madness, all of that, all of what's going on in the NFL. New topics, including Zeke Elliott ending up somewhere.
Ooh, it's tough on them free agent streets for running backs, ain't it?
It really, really is right now. Christopher Noel Canty.
Man, I'd like to share that last name.
Oh, my God.
That kid, Marquise Norwell, good night.
KD even tweeted that was controlling a basketball game.
Yeah, we'll get into that a little bit later with Myra Metcalf, right?
Yes, we will.
All right.
But let's roll.
Here we go!
Only one place to start.
Stripped by Noel, who gets the basketball first. Noel drives in, lays it up, and it goes in at the buzzer. And Kansas State has advanced to the Elite Eight.
Sound courtesy of Westwood One NCAA Radio Network.
A phenomenal game between Kansas State and Michigan State. Marquise Noel, as Chris was just talking about, he helps the Kansas State Wildcats advance to the Elite Eight. Later on, you had an amazing game with Gonzaga outlasting UCLA. Big shots all over the place. It looked like Villanova 5-6 years ago when they won the championship. In fact, that was the exact play. So much to get to later on with Myron Metcalf. UConn moving on. They just destroyed Arkansas and FAU. Wow. Florida Atlantic is in the Elite Eight. Cinderella, welcome to the ball.
Hello.
But we begin with Lamar Jackson. Chris, I don't understand everyone who is sitting here and screaming and yelling that Lamar Jackson has to have an agent. Now, if you missed it yesterday, the league sent out a memo to teams saying you cannot negotiate with somebody named Ken Francis. Now, is it wrong of me that the first time I hear like a Ken Francis, it sounds like a fake name? It does. This is wrong. What is the first thing it made me think of? Ron Mexico. That was the first thing. Not tying
How
the two together.
How did Michael Vick catch a stray in this one?
But
I did not expect that. I did not have that on the bingo card.
But it sounds like a fake name right now.
Oh, no doubt.
I was almost chuckling at it. But Canty,
business partner, Lamar Jackson's business partner, correct, and I guess a close family friend of the Jackson family.
What drives me nuts is this notion that somehow Lamar Jackson doesn't have a deal or is in this god-awful situation because he doesn't have an agent. If you say that, all you are saying is if Lamar Jackson had an agent, he would have been talked into a worse deal a while ago. In other words, you'd be on the league side. And this one thing in particular has always bothered me. Why fans, and I know the reasons, why fans always sign with the owners of their teams over the actual players. Now, part of it is, as we were talking about off the air earlier, they know what the players make. They don't know what the owners make.
Yeah, and the other side of that is the team is going to be around a lot longer than the player. So fans pledge their allegiance to their team rather than the guy. They might like superstars. Like, we're both New Yorkers. We live in the tri-state area. Odell Beckham Jr. was a star for the Giants, and a lot of fans were outraged when the Giants decided to move him. But they got past it, and they still root for their team. And you hear them carrying the water for the franchise and wanting to get Daniel Jones a new contract and wanting them to extend Saquon Barkley, so on and so forth. Fans root for their teams more so than they root for the player because the team will be around longer. So it's not a surprise for me that you hear so many fans saying that Lamar Jackson has to get off of this ridiculous notion that he's going to get a guaranteed contract just because the Cleveland Browns did something stupid doesn't mean the Baltimore Ravens have to. But in this situation, Lamar Jackson has a lot more leverage than even the fans realize.
Well, this is Kimberly Martin a couple of days ago with us regarding the NFL and Lamar's family friend, Ken Francis, I'm going to remember the name because it's a fake name. That's a fake name if there ever was one. Ken Francis, this is Kimberly, ESPN NFL reporter on this topic.
I've been told that a family friend of Lamar's mom has reached out to a few teams. The person is not NFLPA certified. Therefore, no team is talking business with this person. If a team is interested in Lamar, they've got two options. You go through Lamar, you go through the mama. And mostly teams are going to be dealing with Lamar Jackson. And as of right now, no teams have dealt directly with Lamar Jackson.
Well, what's the bigger question right now? There's an impasse here about what Lamar Jackson wants in a guaranteed contract or reportedly wants a totally guaranteed contract.
Yeah.
And where the Ravens and every other NFL team is trying to draw a line. Just wrap your head around this for a second. Kirk Cousins got a completely guaranteed contract.
Yeah. Now, granted, that was a three-year pact as opposed to the five-year deal that we saw Deshaun Watson get with the Browns and presumably a five- or six-year deal that Lamar Jackson is going to want.
Yes. But just in principle, Lamar's not wrong. I do wonder, Chris, what the right way to go here if you're Lamar is. You say, I am not playing until we get there, until we get to a place where I have a completely guaranteed contract, or is it to work out a deal with the Ravens if it is not there for you to be had right now and find your way to true free agency next year? In other words, guys, I'll sign a one-year deal, let's say, for $40 million, but you can't tag me next year. For me, there is the danger of getting hurt.
Yes. Which is what we saw this past year when he played on his fifth-year option without financial guarantees beyond the season.
But this is 100% true free agency if he gets there.
Yeah, but I don't know that free agency matters all that much. Just because you're under contract doesn't mean you're unavailable. All you got to do is look at what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. Look at what happened with Deshaun Watson a couple of years ago. Those guys had contracts with their respective teams, but they, for whatever reason, decided they no longer wanted to play for those teams. And so they were made available. They'll ultimately get moved to where they want to go. And, you know, they'll get compensated accordingly. When you're a certain level of good, being a free agent doesn't matter in terms of getting to your preferred destination. And I think Lamar Jackson fits that mold. He's that caliber of quarterback. This guy's an MVP. He's won a playoff game, and he's 26 years old. So there's no question in my mind that if this was strictly about Lamar Jackson wanting to get somewhere else and not having the fully guaranteed portion of the contract attached to it, there would be more suitors for him right now.
But also the part of the free of the picks attached to it as well. That's part of it too for other teams.
I don't think giving up two first round picks is a thing for a team that's looking for a franchise quarterback.
I'm saying when you give when you factor everything in together,
I don't think that's a factor at all. I don't think that matters at all. Two first round picks for a quarterback that's 26 years old, that's an MVP.
It shouldn't matter.
Russell Wilson is in his mid 30s and he went for two first round picks, multiple mid round picks and players.
Watson got the fully guaranteed deal and three first round picks.
Exactly. So I don't think the two first round picks is a deterrent or something that's an impediment to a deal getting done. I think it's about the guaranteed contract, and anybody that tries to frame it for another purpose as to why Lamar doesn't have a deal in place, whether it's him being self-represented or, you know, his play style, his injury history, they're carrying the water for the NFL. Let me be clear. This is only about the owners not wanting to continue to establish the precedent of guaranteed contract with players for fear of the NFL becoming more like the NBA, where players dictate player movement as opposed to the teams being able to have full control in that regard.
And guys, just to be clear, Lamar Jackson is far from the only player, big-time player, who has operated without an agent. Laremy Tunsil, we just saw this week, become the highest-paid tackle in the game for a second time without an agent.
Yep.
Richard Sherman played all those years without an agent. Bobby Wagner, DeAndre Hopkins, Russell Okung. These are high, high-level players in the game. You want to argue that a quarterback shouldn't do it? I don't buy into that. However, Chris, where this really becomes interesting now is when the dam is just going to break. Because the dam is going to break on quarterback specifically when it comes to fully guaranteed deals.
Yeah, and I think the comments that Ozzie Newsome made on the Bernie Kosar show a couple of days ago are very telling. Take a listen.
Every club has to do what they have to do with contracts, with drafting. You know, I got enough problems dealing with this club that, you know what, I can't, you know, I don't worry about what other people right. do. But, you know, our owner, you know, did say that, you know, that contract did create some problems. Yeah, now, yeah. what we have to figure out, is that going to be the norm or is that an outlier? And we don't know.
And that was in reference to the Deshaun Watson contract.
Yeah, and here's the thing. You're talking about three quarterbacks that are first-time contract extension eligible this offseason in Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, and Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. Now, those guys, you'll probably fit them in as, you know, three of the top seven, eight quarterbacks in our league. And it's only going to get more expensive if you wait to try to get extensions hammered out with those guys. It would be interesting to see if their representation pushes for fully guaranteed contract extensions. And based on the landscape, and knowing who they're represented by,
draw that line.
I don't see any reason why they wouldn't. Now,
but explain why that is.
Joe Burrow is represented by CAA. We know their business, Tom Condon and those guys, Jimmy Sexton. Jalen Hurts is represented by Nicole Lynn, who is the president of operations for Clutch Sports, LeBron James and Rich Paul, all those guys. And then Justin Herbert, who's represented by David Dunn and Athletes First. Now, Herbert is the one that's really, really interesting because Athletes First is also the firm that represents Deshaun Watson. Now, different agents because David Mulligetta did Deshaun Watson's deal, but the same firm in Athletes First. If you're David Dunn, when you approach the Spanos family, the Chargers organization, about getting an extension for Justin Herbert Dunn, Justin Herbert, who, by the way, just turned 25 and finished his third season in the NFL, why would you take anything less than a fully guaranteed deal? Why would you even think about it?
You wouldn't.
You wouldn't. And so that's what Ozzie Newsome was alluding to, this idea that these quarterbacks could pick this hill to die on and essentially join the ranks with this Lamar Jackson and saying, we want fully guaranteed contracts to be the norm. Now, we get it. It's not going to be for everybody, but when you're a top 8 to 10 player at the quarterback position, you have the leverage because the game is so quarterback-centric. So I have a hard time believing that those teams wouldn't get extensions hammered out with those guys this offseason, and I would be equally surprised if those extensions, all three of them, weren't fully guaranteed extensions.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app, presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
And that logic, big fella, is why I think Lamar Jackson has more leverage than even the fans, maybe even the Baltimore Ravens, realize. Because all he has to do is sit back and wait and allow the market to establish the norm of guaranteed contracts.
More than anything, they have chosen the wrong guy if you think this guy isn't going to stand up.
Oh, yeah, he's very principled.
You have chosen the wrong guy. The college basketball season winding down. That means the Wendy's Wooden Watch has begun. Go to ESPN.com and search Wooden Watch for the list of Wooden Award nominees to watch as the season rolls on. How about Gonzaga's Drew Timmy last night? 36-13. Oof. As Gonzaga advances with a win over UCLA 79-76. Greeny is brought to you by Wendy's, $2 for $6. The best deal in fast food. We are just getting rolling. So much more on the NFL to do in just moments with one of our NFL insiders. And we will ask this question. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice.
Won't get fooled again.
Or the question is, are you just flat out disrespecting me? That might be happening. Won't get fooled again. That was Canty, by the way. That was not Carlin. Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
Greeny, the podcast.
So nice we had to do it twice. He's back.
Oh, yeah. Still spinning like your favorite CD, baby.
Exactly.
Jeff Darlington. Do people still play CDs? Is that still a thing?
No, I don't think
so. It can't be a thing.
Still
right?
Have them. My wife, we have that whole big binder of CDs. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
No, they're still sitting around.
Yeah, you still got like Soul Asylum and like the Verb. He's like, yeah.
No, I remember it because I used to
You're rocking out to the Verb.
Matchbox 20.
Exactly. I remember that.
Yeah. Got all those CDs.
Go
in
to
there.
The middle school games and you got your book of CDs.
But then
you
got like I'll throw the stuff out. My wife's like, no, we got to keep those. For what?
Like, well, maybe they'll come back like records.
They're not going backwards.
They're not
going
to come back.
And I'll tell you what else I'm not doing.
Vinyl,
I'm not going
vinyl
through
records?
The whole, I'm going to digitize all of these.
Oh, yeah.
No, what I'm going to do is pay $1.49. Or I'm going to listen on Spotify.
What streaming
for free.
Service do you have where you can only pay $1.49?
Fair point. I mean, I wasn't even thinking in terms of
what
streaming
part of the
service.
Game
I was thinking in terms
49.
Of Apple Music back in the day when it was just buy the song.
That's not even a thing anymore.
Exactly. You just pay the subscription.
I just bought a used car at 2020 car. I was stunned it had a CD player in it.
It did.
Stunned.
A 2020 car.
There's no way. There's no way.
I promise.
Five disc changer?
No, just a single. Like right there.
Hey, what kind?
Who told you it was a 2020 car?
Yeah, it was.
Who told you that? The chop shop you bought it from? It's a 2020 model.
Yeah.
Really? With a CD player?
I don't know. It says 2020 right on the side window.
Okay. That's a plate they put on after the fact.
I think so. Remember the one where they had in the trunk? They had the multi-disc changers?
Yeah.
That's crazy, right? You could only put in six different CDs?
Yeah. I had one of those back in the day.
I bet you did.
Oh, yeah.
That was in the hatchback?
No, I put it in the 85 Mustang GT with the T-tops that I had back
in 2018.
Right, exactly.
Kanji and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio in the ESPN app. Jeff Darlington staying in town last night, ESPN NFL. Reporter, we were just talking about the difficulties of sleeping
terrible
in hotels
night.
And just bizarre dreams. I just had bizarre dream last night out of nowhere that occasionally I'll stay in the city if I'm we're doing the show later in the day, but I can't do it. But last night, I had a dream that Adam Schefter was getting married in the city somewhere, and it was at the hotel that I was staying at, and it was nothing but awkward because I wasn't invited yet. Every ESPN personality ever was there, and I can't, for whatever reason, just sneak in and get a drink. Like, I just felt like the outside
looking. Did you wake up feeling anxious? Like, did you wake up
a little bit
from the dream?
A little bit.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Again, I bring my wife back into this. Thank God she doesn't care about sports or listen to your show, with all due respect. She'll wake up from, like, a dream, and she'll be so pissed at me.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, I clearly did something in her dream.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, I had this dream. And I'm like, just to be clear. Like,
I didn't do anything wrong.
That was dream, Jeff. That wasn't reality, Jeff.
Have you ever had a dream where you woke up and you had to literally talk yourself into the fact that, no,
yes,
this is a dream.
Didn't happen.
I've been mid-dream saying, no, dude, this is a dream. And the other guy saying, no, you're living
Hey,
this.
You got some weird stuff going on,
I
bro.
Really do.
You sure do.
Yeah. I really do. Probably
that's
the pizza
coming,
after
that's coming.
10 o'clock didn't help, I would think.
That's coming from a weird dude, too. So that makes it like
pizza
double.
After 10 o'clock is real dicey, by the way.
I know.
Real
can't
dicey.
Do that. I can't do that. All right, Jeffrey. Yesterday, we found out that Ezekiel Elliott narrowed his wish list down to three teams, and I was surprised that there were three teams that wanted him.
Well, that's there is that question still. Yeah. We know that he has narrowed it down to three teams, which is a great strategy, by the way.
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah, I've narrowed it down.
I picked you, here's where you I'm going. And you. Let me know how much you want me.
Oh, my God.
But, like, in all seriousness, that is another component to this. You know, like, what if, in fact, he makes clear that he wants to go to these three teams, then I think the takeaway to me is he's made very clear that he wants to play for a contender. You know, you look at those three teams, they all three have running backs with some questions. Joe Mixon in Cincinnati, Breece Hall coming off of the torn ACL in New York, Philadelphia, kind of hodgepodge. I think that, I understand he clearly wants to play for a competitor. He does not necessarily expect to be the number one back. And these are all just conclusions based off the teams that he's naming. The question, of course, becomes how badly do those teams want Zeke?
It's wild to hear Jets and contender in the same sentence.
I know.
But I digress.
And they're still a player away from being that contender with Aaron.
Yeah, but it got a little closer this week with the trade. Yeah. But I don't want to get off track. Yeah. Jeff, seldom times we see the NFLPA and the NFL get on the same page, but seemingly the two are aligned when it comes to a non-certified agent inquiring about interest in Lamar Jackson and family friend and Ken Francis. What do you make of all of this? The NFL sending out a memo and, you know, outlining the fine situation if a team does engage through Ken Francis.
I don't blame the NFL for sending the memo. They have to. They have an obligation to the NFLPA to let teams know, you know, don't negotiate with a non-NFLPA certified. I think my issue is, like, yesterday it got a little weird. Like, everybody got out the pitchforks. Like, let's go storm the castle because this guy who didn't take a two-day course and pay $2,500 to be certified is contacting teams.
Exactly.
It's not like, I mean, he wasn't negotiating any deals. It's a business partner. It was also strange to it seemed like people were like mocking this guy because he's come up with this, like,
The entire gym? Yeah.
So what if the thing turns out to be the Peloton? I'm, like, rooting for him to become a billionaire because people are like, exactly. Oh, this inventor thinks he can rep players. Like, just it just felt – it feels a little – I get it. Agents are very important. I really do believe that. And, in fact, I would actually say that Lamar would probably benefit from having one. But the idea that, like – Lamar needs to follow the rules. He needs to get someone if he's going to have someone contact teams and all that. But the fact that a player who gets franchise tagged by a team and is told you can negotiate with 31 other teams, if he does not hire someone for 1% to 3%, which of this contract would be $2.5 million. So he's got to pay someone $2.5 million just to be able to say, hey, would you like to talk to Lamar? So that Lamar Jackson doesn't have to pick up his cell phone and call Bill Belichick and be like, yo, Bill, what's up? And just hypothetical. Yo, Bill, what's up? It's Lamar. Like, it just seems a little bit, I think that it was a little bit overblown, and I think it's a little malicious toward Lamar in the process.
Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL reporter with us. You do have to admit, Ken Francis is a top 10 fake name.
Ken, like, Francis.
That is the first thing I thought. This is an amazing fake name.
So I live down in South Florida. I can confirm he is a real person, but I did find it funny that people were like, a person that is claiming to be named Ken Francis. Like, the guy's name is Ken Francis. And he is a business partner of Lamar Jackson.
But I won't lie.
Who is an entrepreneur and is trying to hustle out there and create something cool and has Lamar Jackson helping him to promote it. And everybody yesterday is like, ooh, a Florida man.
Florida man.
Like, what? A Florida man who thinks he's an inventor. It's like, can we just, like, let him, like, he's trying to help his buddy out, and maybe they took a misstep, but does it really need to be like, what an embarrassment to the sanctity of negotiations that he didn't take the two-day course and pay $2,500 for something, a certification that doesn't even require a law degree? Exactly.
But listen, as I said to Canty a few minutes ago, when I heard the name, the first thing I thought, oh, Ken Francis, like Ron Mexico.
I know.
It is absurd. The name is kind of absurd.
Yeah.
But you're right. I am rooting for him to become a billionaire.
It is funny. And I'm also not trying to make this more serious than it needs to be. I feel like now I'm getting on the pulpit. But
yeah. Let's hit the NFC North. You know, the Bears and the Lions are both getting better. The Lions now are the favorites in the NFC North. And the Packers are moving on here. If you're looking at this, Which team do you feel like has the brightest future in that division?
Which division?
The NFC North.
I'm still thinking about Ken Francis.
Yeah. I would argue that Kirk Cousins might be a top 10 fake name of
Kirk
all time.
Kirk Cousins is another fake name. That's a great list in itself. I'm trying to think of some other ones. Who's the favorite to win? It kind of feels log jammy right now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, is there a clear favorite? Like, what would Vegas say right now?
Vegas is saying the Lions right now.
Yeah. It is, and like, that's
cool. When was the last time that was the case?
I know. And that, I think, you know, it reminds me of the AFC North, actually. It reminds me of that where you kind of can't pick, you know, is it, you know, the Browns, the Steelers, the Bengals? There's like this hodgepodge. I feel like the Lions have done enough to earn our respect. I just don't know. I mean, there's so much up in the air with Jordan Love and whether he's ready to take over that franchise. Like, so much in the air with what the – I just think that it's really up in the air, honestly. Mm-hmm. To me, that's – I wouldn't touch it if I was a person picking.
Yeah, Jeff, yesterday – or I guess 2 days ago, NFL teams had the opportunity to get in front of Bryce Young and mm-hmm. actually see him throw at his pro day. A lot of people are making noise about him not weighing in at his pro day, and we know that he did weigh in at the combine, but a lot of people believe that's water weight. What are teams saying about Bryce Young's size and how much of a concern it actually is for them picking at the top of the draft?
I feel like teams are smart enough when they're investing this type of money that, like, when they make this pick and they look at 204 pounds, like, you I mean, you're making the pick knowing what you're getting.
Sure.
You know, you can look at him. He is clearly small, but that does not mean that a team is going to be so uncomfortable that they pass him completely. Mm-hmm. I just think that when we get into the measurables and those kinds of things, comes back to hand size, all these types of measurables. And these teams are going to go above and beyond to find out all the information they need. You remember back when, like, Jamarcus Russell got drafted and they had someone like following him around literally. Yeah. Like, these are big investments. These guys are not messing around, you know?
Yeah, but Bryce Young is small.
He's tiny. Lewis Riddick was talking about this on Get Up this morning. He was at the pro day and he said he's standing next to Bryce Young and he's like, man, if I was a defensive player, I'd be coming to take a shot at you.
Yeah.
You
know? I mean, I saw him in between Steve Smith and Mike Garofalo and he was smaller than both of them.
That's,
oh boy.
Mike Garofalo being a small bald man for NFL Network.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Not great.
Great
Bob.
Guy. I didn't mean to say that. Mike, you're actually
He's a great guy. Mike used to cover me when I played for the Giants.
He's not that
great
small.
Guy.
I don't know why I said that. Well, mean.
He's not big.
Mean-spirited.
He's probably 5'10", 5'11", something like that. Probably right around Bryce Young.
Yeah. He's a nice man.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app.
I like Mike.
He's a very nice man. Almost killed me one time. That's true. We'll get to that another time.
Really? A bald and a bearded guy?
It was.
That's your people.
There was nearly an accident on a golf course that involved Mike Garofalo.
Was it really an accident, though?
Maybe not. I mean, just briefly.
That was
played
just
a, golf with Mike in Giants camp up in Albany.
Yeah.
Mike went
Glad
out the night before.
It.
Mike went out the night before, had a good time, and was paying for it. And I let him drive the cart, and that was a mistake. So we're going down a steep hill. And the next thing I know, we are spinning out.
Ooh,
and
I
this
love
thing,
that.
Like, this thing's about to tumble. And let me tell you something. For a guy that was hungover, I have never seen somebody get out of a golf cart with the agility of a Navy SEAL like Mike Garofalo.
Cat-like, some
you
people
do?
Would say.
I sat there and I said, so this is how it ends. That's it. I just kept going backwards.
Well, Carl, what he doesn't realize is that was a dream.
Exactly.
Last one. We often ask Diana Rossini for life advice because I feel like she's...
So do I.
Yeah, as you would.
And it's always in a Jersey context, though.
Exactly. And so we ask you this more in that vein. Just your general opinion of a hypothetical situation.
General opinion.
Hypothetically, somebody knows they're going to be late for something by a half an hour.
Yeah.
So they call an hour in advance to tell you, hey, I'm going to be late.
Uh-huh.
2 days later, that same person does it again.
Uh-huh.
Calls in advance and says, hey, I'm going to be late.
Accountability combined with tardiness.
Is that still being late? Or is that, okay, there's a certain level of disrespect here.
It depends on the extent of the obligation. I mean, right?
Like, let's say that you were going
context.
To appear on a morning show on a popular sports network.
Who did this?
My partner.
Sometimes things
KJM.
Things being the West Side Highway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a novel concept that there would be traffic in New York City to plan for.
What I would do if I were you is lie better, like, or create a lie. Lie. What you should do is lie.
Lie?
Yes.
I so respect where you're going right now. You gotta, I really do.
Just lie. No one wants to know the truth.
I didn't lie 2 days ago. What I said was my wife asked me to drop her off.
Not good enough.
At work.
Tire blew out.
Well, you can say it's not good enough, but listen, things. When my wife asked me to do something, it's not really an ask, Jeff. But it's not an ask.
But what you want to do is tell the person what they want to hear. So, like, okay. Give him something better than that. Tire blew out, got it fixed, faulty tire, blew out again. You know?
Do it again? I mean, honestly, that's a tough sell.
Okay, fine. Then come up with. I mean, look, I'm just throwing options out there.
Come up with something
better. The point is, just lie.
But if I'm
just lie,
It's just easy for everybody.
It's easier for everybody. I would love for my wife when she shows up late to something to make up some great excuse that I would be like, you know what?
I can buy that.
I can buy that.
That could actually happen.
That's fine.
Honey,
with me.
There were locusts. I'm sorry. I couldn't make it.
I was with another man. No, that would not be a good one.
That's not going to go the way.
Mr. Darlington, as usual, we appreciate the time.
You're welcome for that advice.
Oh, yeah. Well done. Really deliberate. Yeah.
Just lie.
You are from Jersey, right?
Just lie.
That's what Rossini would say, by the way.
Absolutely.
She would
say, absolutely.
Just lie.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Greeny, the podcast.
This is the race. If I were to create a hierarchy, it would have Joel Embiid with a slight edge over Giannis, and then I would have Jokic third.
Joel Embiid is in the discussion, and will get votes for Defensive Player of the Year. That, for me, would be enough to cast my vote for Joel Embiid.
But will we see him tonight? It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. And on the ESPN app, we discuss a possible NBA Finals preview in 30 seconds. What better way to start your day than with Honey Nut Cheerios? Honey Nut Cheerios is made with whole grain oats, making it a heart-healthy food. It also has a touch of real honey, making it delicious, so you don't have to compromise on taste. It truly is the perfect combo. Great tasting and good for you. And for a limited time, Cheerios has changed some of its iconic O's into hearts to remind Americans that living a happy, heart-healthy lifestyle can be fun, easy, and delicious. Look for Cheerios with happy heart shapes wherever you buy groceries today. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. If you're looking for a career with flexibility, great pay and benefits, go to progressive.com/careers. Apply online today. Bundle today at progressive.com. Joel Embiid, James Harden, both listed as questionable after Wednesday night's game against the Bulls. Embiid left in the second half of that game. The Bulls did get blown out, and they play tonight. They play tonight. Sixers, Warriors, tonight out west, 10 p.m. Eastern. Canty believes that this is a preview of the NBA Finals. He is drunk, but allow him to explain himself.
Whoa, hold on. How am I drunk?
Well, because neither team is anywhere close to the best team in their conference.
How can you say that?
I can
say that.
With
the Philadelphia 76ers. How can you say that with them being three games back in the win column to the Milwaukee Bucks? How can you say that?
Because the Milwaukee Bucks are the better team in the Eastern Conference.
How are you making that claim? That's the part that I don't understand.
Or they've won a championship recently with the same cast of characters.
Well, no. It's not the same cast of characters because Chris Middleton is not the same player. He's not the same guy that he was before the injury.
I would be careful on that one. I'm not saying it's not
being careful. All you have to do is look at the evidence. Look at the games.
He's also not
playing the same role on that team that he once did.
They also are deeper than they were a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but they're not as good defensively as they were a couple of years back.
Well,
you know who is really good defensively? The Philadelphia 76ers. You know who else is really good on the road as of January 1st?
Mm-hmm.
The Philadelphia 76ers. Nobody has a better winning percentage or more wins on the road since January 1st.
I don't know, on the flip side, how I'm supposed to take the Warriors seriously enough. I know what their pedigree is, certainly, but away from home, they have just been atrocious.
They've been awful.
And frankly, we don't know.
Yeah,
and we also don't know what's going on with Andrew Wiggins. We don't know when he's coming back, if he's coming back this year, and that's a big factor for the Warriors.
No, it is a big factor, and you know, not having GP2 out there, not having Andre Iguodala out there, that makes a difference. Now we'll see what happens once we get in the postseason if any of those guys become available, but why I'm picking the Warriors has more to do with the rest of the Western Conference than it does Golden State. I just don't trust anybody else. I don't trust the Memphis Grizzlies. I don't trust the Denver Nuggets. I don't trust the Sacramento Kings. And those are your top three seeds. Do you trust the Phoenix Suns to be able to stay healthy? I don't. Do you trust the LA Clippers with the Paul George injury? I don't. Are you trusting the Minnesota Timberwolves or the Dallas Mavericks? How can you? So, I mean, again, this comes down to who are the teams that can make it out of the Western Conference? And there's a reason why the Golden State Warriors have the third shortest odds of any Western Conference team to make it to the NBA Finals or to win the NBA Finals. So, yeah, I am leaning on the Warriors because of their championship pedigree and because Steph Curry is that much of a force multiplier. And I'm looking at that aspect of it the same way that I'm looking at the Sixers with Joel Embiid, because he is putting together the best season of any player in the NBA.
Steve Kerr on the Warriors and what happens in the playoffs.
You know, a lot of these games were a little short defensively, literally and figuratively, you know. So to get a couple guys back who can help us take our defense to another notch. If we can get to that stage, you know, get into the playoffs, give ourselves a chance. We just won a title last year. So we know what we're capable of, but we have to get there. And we're in a dogfight with a lot of teams just trying to get there.
Well, that's the thing for me, is that it's such a logjam in the West. I don't disagree with the premise of not trusting anybody in the West.
Sure.
So if you want to go with what has worked before, I can't fault that. I just would look, if we're going to look at this season and evaluating one team, we have to look at this season and evaluating the other. And we cannot ignore what has gone on, the inconsistency that has been there all year with Golden State.
No, it's the inconsistency, especially on the road. But in a playoff series, seven games, do you not trust them to be able to win one on the road? I do. I Steph Curry going off for 40 or 50 points and winning one on the road is not outside of the realm of possibility.
No.
Think about what he did in Boston in the NBA final. Like, listen, the Boston Celtics were about to take control of the series, and Steph Curry had an all-time finals performance in Boston that allowed them to even things up. And from there, Golden State took care of business. So I don't see this as a situation where the Warriors, because they don't have home court advantage in a playoff series, they're gonna automatically get bounced. It's a fait accompli that they can't advance.
I want to bring Cam in from the hashtag crew because Cam is a big Philadelphia guy and a huge Sixers fan. Where are you on your confidence level of this team being a finals team finally breaking through?
I'm unfortunately with you, Carlin. Ever since
that, are you a doomsday fan normally?
Not usually, but with the Sixers, we haven't seen it happen. That Kawhi shot was a dagger through the heart. That was the best team the Sixers have had in this playoff era.
Rough.
This team is the best team that Doc Rivers has had. Until they get past the second round, then I can believe, but I just don't see it until I see it, honestly.
But Cam, I got to ask you, is this a different version of Joel Embiid than in years past?
Yes, but you know, maybe injured the other night. If he can stay healthy, then I can believe more. But man, until they get past the second round, it's tough.
Listen, Embiid smells blood with that MVP and with his opportunity to compete for a championship. He's not going to have a better chance in the foreseeable than he does this year.
It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny up next. We make you some money, NCAA tonight.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN, and also available wherever you get your podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.